Fingers feel the edges where eyes cannot see. Slowly round the corners to where they need to be. Where they need to be. Glove knuckles bending, testing for a fit. Perhaps it's to the left, and down a little bit, down just a bit. Leaning back and eyeing the narrow hall and door, looking round for unseen danger lying on the floor. Turn to the table, drink of something cool. Take your time, be careful, no need to play the fool. Don't play the fool. One deep breath, muscle moves in harmony with wood. Clutching solid pine and cloth, feel is smooth and good. It feels smooth and good. Slowly toes begin to flex, then calves and thigh and back. Arms extended, hugging tightly, taking in the slack. Taking in the slack. Muscles pushed to their extreme and agonizing limit. Push the body, soul, and mind, and everything within it. Free from earth, from gravity, we break the surly bond. Standing straight with prowess, big fish in tiny pond. Big fish in tiny pond. Slowly one foot raised and moved, inches gliding by. A smile perhaps, a corner mouth, as if to show how sly. How sly am I? Left foot follows right foot, a dance that's slow and plain. And something else, a stop, a thought, a little twinge of pain. Was that a twinge of pain? Small of back announces, I quit right then and there. Leaving all the rest to keep cloth and wood in air. As the posture changes, the legs and arms rebel. The lungs release a single word, a grunt that sounds like hell. That sure sounded like hell. Forward motion to the door, angle to the side. Wooden clock, frame and floor, an unsuspecting bride. An unsuspecting bride. Muscles weak and trembling, strained to do the job. House divided, cannot stand. Lungs release a sob. The lungs release a sob. Words collide, come to rest. Art nouveau in transit. Things like this just happen. No one ever plans it. Crawling to the cool drink haven. Legs go cold and numb. To lift a 6-foot couch alone was really kind of dumb. Man, that was dumb.